rest of the story. It was about 50 years ago, maybe a little more than that. Movies and radio held up shining examples of American youth in the fictional persons of Henry Aldrich and Andy Hardy. Either of those make-believe characters, those scrubbed portraits of ideal boyhood, either might have been patterned after a real-life Indiana farm boy who preceded them. His name was Johnny. From the moment he was born, Johnny was the sort of youngster who makes childless couples long for children, the star of the family album. You should see the faded photographs, the adorable wide-eyed youngster on his tricycle, the same boy perched on the seat of his father's horse-drawn wagon. After a few years, Johnny began taking piano lessons from Mrs. Hancock. He tried his best, but the piano was no match for the lure of baseball. And he was a fine baseball player, batting, base running, fielding, pitching. Johnny could do it all, and with a skill that raised some grown-up's eyebrows. Major league material, folks used to say. Johnny grew tall and strong. In school, he got average grades, maybe a little above average. In fact, the only aspect of his youth in which he was not completely normal was that he rarely got into trouble. The only fighting he ever did was in friendly wrestling matches. When the other boy said enough, Johnny would quit. The two would shake hands. One schoolmate grew up to recall that Johnny was the only boy he knew who never stole anything, not so much as a nickel, from another boy's desk. Well, after high school, Johnny got a job in a veneer mill. The other workmen liked him a lot. Pleasant personality, willingness to help out when his job didn't call for it. Later, Johnny worked in a machine shop. His employer became quite fond of him, called Johnny very fast and accurate, sober, honest, very industrious. Well, then Johnny fell in love, and I wish I didn't have to tell you the rest of the story. You see, the girl with whom Johnny became enamored was named Frances Thornton. She was the stepdaughter of Johnny's Uncle Everett. She was extraordinarily pretty. Frances was 17, Johnny was 20 when Johnny asked his uncle for Frances's hand. And Uncle Everett said no. He said there was a nice boy who lived in Greencastle whom he had chosen for Frances's future husband, and he, Uncle Everett, forbade Johnny ever to call on Frances again. And Frances said she would stand by her stepfather's wishes. Well, Johnny was crushed. Next thing you know, farm boy Johnny had fled to the big city, to Indianapolis, where he was seen in the company of prostitutes, where he was known to have stolen a car. And yes, that was where it all began. He had been the star of the family album. He'd been a walking model of American boyhood until the summer of 1923, when a romantic rejection pulled the emotional trigger that turned Honest John into public enemy number one. John Dillinger. And now you know the rest of the story.